Welcome to Savage Voices!
Hey, Doc. I don't know how I ended up here. Maybe I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Bobby, I tell you what, that Savage Voices is a good show.
Gosh, thanks for having me on.
One day, Savage Voices will take over the world. That Savage Voices there is slicker than snot on a doorknob.
I love Savage Voices. Yeah.
Shut up, Beavis.
I'm ready.
And now, here's your host, William Savage!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, William Savage, and it is Tuesday, September, what is today? 13th, I think? Yeah. Tuesday, September 13th. Sometimes it's easy to get lost in the days. I often forget what day it is. I'm sure many of you are the same way. Sometimes you'll be sitting there and you'll know what a date is, and all of a sudden you forgot to call your mom or dad for their birthday or something. And it's not that you don't know that's their birthday, it's just you forgot what day it was. So that happens to me from time to time. So anyway, since the last show, I want to tell you kind of where I'm at on my voiceover career journey. I've submitted around 12 to 15 auditions since the last time, and I got about 3 more likes. It's a thumbs up symbol on my pay-to-play site. It's what they do whenever you get what they call a short list. And I've gotten about 3 or 4 more of those. But so far, no more paying gigs still. A lot of those are still in the deciding phase, so it's still possible I could get them, but I've actually got about 70 auditions that are in the deciding phase, so you never know really, but just after several hundred of these auditions, I know that I see a pattern. A lot of these I'm probably not going to get because they've just been out there so long. So it does get frustrating, to be completely honest. You know, I feel like I'm so close. You know, I do these auditions, I get shortlisted, but still, didn't get the gig. So it's tough, it's frustrating. But I'm excited, you know, I'm very anxious to complete my training, to get my professional demos completed, so then I can start marketing myself. One thing that I'm learning is the pay-to-play site, or sites, there's more than one, I'm just happen to be subscribed to just one, but there's a lot more out there in the world of voiceover than these pay-to-play sites. Matter of fact, there's many people who don't even bother with these pay-to-play sites because, you know, you get one little audition and you might have 200 or 300 people applying or auditioning as well for this role, and only one person's getting the job. So it is competitive in that respect, but there's production companies, there's e-learning companies, there's agents out there that you can get associated with. But what I'm learning is you don't want to rush that. You want to wait till you actually have a professional demo that's created by a professional team, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a pro. It's easy to try to put something together that what might sound really good to me, you know, a professional is going to hear that and they're going to know that it was done by an amateur. It wasn't done by a professional. And sometimes that kind of puts you in a file that says, okay, if I see this guy email me again or contact me again, you know, I really don't have time to mess with that. So I'm trying really hard to be patient. I'm kind of a go-getter, get it done, let's go, when there's something that I want, and this is something that I want. And so it's really hard to just be patient and try to do it the right way. I'm not always the most patient person. You know, when I want something, I want it now. And it's driving me crazy. But that being said, I've had another coaching session since the last time I spoke with you. Went really well. I learned quite a bit from Mr. Jan Anderson. He's one of the coaches with the UVT team that I'm with. And So, you know, I did some e-learning and some narration scripts with him and learned a few things about my delivery. One thing is I tend to talk fast, and you don't always want to just speed through things. You kind of want to take your time with some stuff sometimes. You don't want it to just sound like you're trying to rush through the copy and get it done. And I had a tendency to do that, even though I might be articulating well, I might be able to say what the copy says, and, you know, even if I perform it okay, sometimes it's just rushed. So I got to take time, think about it, relax, and get that done. So I am very anxious to get through my training, to get that out there so I can market myself, you know. I do have samples out on my website. I changed the terminology on those because a demo is really more of, you know, maybe a 60-second to 2-minute clip. You know, they're trying to shorten them up from my understanding now because, you know, in today's day and age, everybody's just like, bam, 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 go quick, 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 and they don't want to sit there and even listen to 2 minutes. So, but, you know, it's 10 to 15-second snippets of different commercials or commercial styles. That's a commercial demo, so it'd be different commercial styles or different commercials that show your range, you know, one after the other after the other, and it kind of goes through it. That's a demo. It's not really a reel, but it's called a demo that has multiple. I used to put out there, and I said I had demos, but really I think what I have out there are just samples of an example of what I could do, and so I've changed it on my website to call it samples. Hopefully that means if somebody goes there, they don't look at that and they try to think that it's a demo reel. So I put that out there, and while some of them I think sound fairly decent, you know, again, not a pro, just based on what I hear. So I have it out there and I have some styles. I did that mainly because, you know, through listening to some webinars and videos I've seen on what not to do, it's don't put it out there and say that you have a demo when you don't. Because, like I said, that can be the kiss of death between you and a production company, an agent, or a business that might want to reach out to you. They can tell the difference between a pro demo reel and an amateur demo within the first few seconds, and sometimes they just don't want anything to do with you anymore. So I'm trying to avoid that. But like I said, it's tough because I want to market myself so badly. But I'm also disciplined enough to know that I got to do this the right way. And I'm going through that training and I'm going to get it done right. And I'm just very excited. The one good thing that I like about the pay-to-play site that I'm on is you get to practice with a chance of actually getting some money. I mean, I have landed some gigs. It's just percentage-wise, based on how many auditions I've put in there, it's just not getting it. But after going through my coaching and training, I am getting a higher percentage of shortlist and likes. It's just, I just need a higher percentage of booking the gig. Excuse me. So, you know, I don't know how long I'll stay on a P2P or if I might try a different one. I've also put an audition out there. You know, I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Facebook and Instagram and all that. But on LinkedIn, sometimes you get job postings that come through LinkedIn. And there was a guy that has a YouTube channel that's doing documentaries. And so I submitted an audition for that. We'll see. May or may not go anywhere for that, but, you know, I got to attempt it, right? So I've got several irons in the fire as best I can for right now, and continuing my training and just trying to be patient. So one thing that I look at this is I can tell you that, hey, I tried to do this on my own. I put out there, I went to a pay-to-play site, and, you know, even though I got a couple of gigs, it just wasn't, you know, paying the bills. And that way, maybe later, I can tell you the big story, or if you follow me for that long, you'll know the story. But, you know, one day I'll be able to tell the story of how I tried to do this on my own, struggled, tried to do this, couldn't quite get it, got some training, got some education, you know, and I plan on continuing the training and education for quite some time. I don't think that you ever should stop learning to improve your craft, right? But I'm at the beginning now, and that good story is one that shows struggle, grit, determination, perseverance, and finally the payoff of victory. You know, a mountain climber could take a helicopter to just fly up to the top of the mountain to see the view, right? But that's really not an accomplishment. So what, anybody can take a helicopter and fly up and land on a thing. It's much sweeter when, you know, they've had to struggle and climb and work and finally get that payoff. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at my journey is. It's I'm struggling right now only because I want it so bad. And so I have to go through the steps to get there the right way so that it's just that much sweeter in the end. So, that being said, back to the grind. I'm working every day to just set myself up for success in this industry. I'm doing the training, I'm doing the research, and I'm practicing every day to sharpen my skills to be the best performer I can be. So, next time, I think I'm going to tell you a little bit about some scams that I've had come my way. Partly within the voiceover industry business right now that I just got a couple, and just some things that I've had in the past. So I'll just kind of go over the scams and things to look out for in the, you know, what you might watch out for, whether you're doing a voiceover business or any kind of business, really. So we'll talk about those scams next time. But until then, take care, everyone, and have a great day.